The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today, we are talking about if you could make three changes, mindset changes, that would radically change your health, what would they be? And so I'm going to walk you through my opinion on what they are. Three things that you can change that will radically affect your health for the positive and the better. You know, and that's really one where it has been so great. We have had this big influx of families recently at our office. I mean, we are Greenwood Family Chiropractic. But what's really great to see is how people are taking control of their health. It is truly a terrifying place to live when you think, hey, I have no hope or no bearing, no direction when it comes to health. And so now more than ever, we've seen a really big influx. Usually people around the holidays tend to ignore a lot of their nutrition and health decisions, where at this point, people have been making radical changes. I've had more nutrition consults and requests for viewing labs in the last couple months than I have over the last year. So people are really coming around to realize that they want to become proactive. And that's really where I got to thinking, okay, so if I could tell those people who are like, you know what do I need to do? What is it ultimately that you need to do? And obviously we break down, here's how you nutritionally change. Here's what you eat. Here's how you detox. We have all of those things in the office. It's awesome. That being said, where do we get started? And so I think that's just a really good point of where we're talking to. And it really leads into the five essentials that we look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic as well, right? Max mind, maximize nerve supply, maximizing nutrition, minimizing toxins, maximizing oxygen and lean muscle, moving. You have to move your body. When we look at those five essentials, that's really the makeup that comes to true health and healing. I've shared this if you've listened for a while. I've shared this patient for a while, but he listened to the radio and came in and he said, you know what, doc? I am pretty healthy. And I said, really? Okay, that's awesome. Like, I'm glad. And I said, you know, but you're so really healthy. And he's like, yeah. And I said, okay, well, what decisions are you making that make you healthy? And he said, well, do you know how much I juice? I said, how much I juice every day. Fresh every day. I make sure that I'm really taking care of myself. And I'm like, well, that's awesome. And so I said, I have another question too, because I feel like I can smell some cigarette smoke. And he's like, oh, yeah, I smoke 2 packs a day. And I said, so do you really think you're being as healthy as you could be if you are smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day? And he said, well, yeah, I juice. I'm like, okay, let's really break this down. So, it's just one that was like you can't pick and choose the essentials you want to be healthy, right? Like I'm going to be super toxic, but I'm going to eat right and exercise. And I will tell you, and I've shared this too, that I've fallen into that trap. Because for years throughout college, I would smoke a cigarette on the way home from a gym. And I was like, fine, it's balance. but that was, I was 18, 19, 20 years old, a couple decades ago. And, I had high cholesterol. Where I look at now, fast forward, you would think if anything, it would get worse. But in reality, it's gotten exponentially better. But I've made better lifestyle choices. And so those, like I said, those are going to be 3 things that we have the ability to talk about here coming up. But before we dive in, I have some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So for today's Health in the News comes from CNN. A quote-unquote transformational and inexpensive poly pill could cut heart attacks and strokes up to 40%, study finds. So I was like, oh, this is intriguing. Tell me more about your poly pill, because that is a verbiage that I had not heard before. So the article reads, in what some researchers are quote-unquote transformational approach to preventing heart disease, an inexpensive poly pill along with an aspirin cuts heart attacks and strokes by up to 40%, according to new research published by the New England Journal of Medicine. The research was also presented at the American Heart Association's scientific sessions this past week. A poly pill is a medicine that combines 3 different blood pressure medications and a cholesterol-lowering statin medication. That's the poly pill. There's 4 different pills in one. These are all generic drugs. Poly pills can be taken alone or with an aspirin. They said poly pills are widely used in Europe, but not marketed or used much in the United States. The particular pill in this study was made in India. The study had more than 5,700 volunteers from all over the world who researchers followed for nearly 5 years. The male volunteers were 50 or older. Women were 55 and older. All of the volunteers were considered to be at moderate risk for heart problems due to underlying conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure. The group was divided into people who took low-dose aspirin, a poly pill, the poly pill plus an aspirin or a placebo. The poly pill with the aspirin reduced heart problems and deaths by 31% with minimal side effects. Side effects included dizziness, the low blood pressure. They talk about how heart disease is the number one killer in the United States and accounts for almost 1/4 of all deaths. They said we could save millions of people from experiencing serious heart disease or stroke each year with effective use of poly pill and aspirin. And so I was like, So one, I think about side effects of one medication, not to include adding exponentially others too. But here is where we are always looking for this quick fix in terms of health. That is what we are looking for. We want it fast. We want it here. We want it now. When in reality, we look and we say, hey, Most of the volunteers were considered to have moderate risk for heart problems due to underlying conditions like diabetes. You know, when you're looking at diabetes, I think it's 90% of the diabetes in the United States is type 2, which means it is lifestyle related. 90% is lifestyle related, which means poor choices brought you to diabetes. And listen, right? We have a bad holiday. We have a bad couple months. That is not going to bring about diabetes. It is a long-term disregard, I think is the more accurate word that I'm looking for, to our health that causes diabetes. And so we say, hey, well, how do we, if diabetes creates a moderate risk for heart problems, why are we not talking about, why is it not headline news that we have an ability to do things like reverse type 2 diabetes? Because again, when you look at the mechanics of how type 2 diabetes works, it's lifestyle. You ate so much sugar that it burnt out your insulin receptors and your body's no longer producing. Your pancreas is no longer producing insulin. That is how type 2 diabetes works. So instead of saying, hey, let's really focus on making some lifestyle decisions and some lifestyle choices, we say, here's this transformational poly pill. Here's your pill. Here's what's going to save everything. No worries. We're just looking for the quick pill, and here's another one to do it. But why, you know, and I was asking an individual, he was like, you know, my doctor wants to put me on this medication. I'm like, absolutely, you have to listen to your doctor, right? Remember, we don't put people on medication. We don't take people off medication. In the same regard, I'm like, well, what's the end point? Like, what's the end goal? How long are you supposed to be on this for? Because if you made lifestyle decisions with type 2 diabetes, which increased your risk of heart disease, you would say, hey, my end goal is to monitor my diabetes so that I don't have these heart-related conditions. And instead we say, oh, no, don't worry about what you eat. That's not really important. What all you really need to do is just take this pill. When this one pill is actually a poly pill, so it's actually four pills. You just take this one pill that's four pills, and don't worry. This is what's going to be transformational for your health. Guys, your health is your number one asset. Think about it. You know, we have all of these people who worry about their health, right? And it might not be health through diabetes. It might be health through, you know, high blood pressure. It might be health through stroke. It might be health through a virus. It might be health through obesity. It might be they're worried about their health through cancer. Health is your number one most important asset. So then let's figure out if we are going to make some changes. If we want to see the needle move, there are three things that we have to touch base first and foremost. And I'll tell you more what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always schedule an appointment online. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That is GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. Now, let's talk today. I have a lot of people who are in the office I'm surrounded by who have amazing desires and goals. And yet for some reason, they fail to meet them. So I was taking a step back to really evaluate if I could give them three action steps, right? Three thought process changes of what would really impact them the most, what would that be? Right? Because here's what it's not. Okay, eat less sugar, have more vitamin D, exercise, sleep better, right? Like those things are, we know a lot of those things. So then the question is, why aren't we doing them? And this is where our mental headspace is at needs to change. And so there's three things. One, the three things, and I'll let you know what the three things are. One is changing viewpoint spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Spiritually, emotionally, and physically, right? Relatively vague, and I agree, but let's break it down. So number one, when we talk about spiritually, this is one, regardless of who you think or what you do, or if it's, every thought process is different in terms of religion. But when you talk about your creator or your maker, I think the number one thing that you have to do in life is find a purpose. You have to find a purpose of why you are here. I was listening to something more recently, and they were talking about just the rate of suicide and how it has gone up exponentially in the last several years. And they really kind of talked about how a lot of the times it's easy to fall into that if we don't have a purpose and a knowledge of a being, of what we're doing, why we're here, the purpose that we've been created for. And so really that's one where you can believe in the power of positive energy. You can believe in the positive power of prayer or healing or thoughts or whatever it may be. But truthfully, spiritually, this is where I truly believe there has to be an embrace. I will be very candid that I've always said I feel like I've been incredibly blessed to know that I have found my purpose in life. Helping lead people and family, more specifically, back to health in a journey where they're allowed to live life to its fullest potential has been one of the greatest things I've ever been on a journey to be on. And so, though I'm not done, I've got little kids and a husband and tons more time to serve. If I was to go tomorrow, I know I serve my purpose, right? Like, but that's the thing, my purpose isn't done. And I know that there's so much more for me. And so I couldn't imagine not having that on my plates to want to be able to grow and nourish my mind and figure out how do I better myself so I can continue to keep parlaying and serving that purpose as much as I possibly can. I truly, truly believe that one thing that has to be changed is really grounding yourself with your creator or your maker. Now, emotionally, mindset is such a big thing. Mindset's such a big thing. And it doesn't always come easy. But when you talk about, for example, the power of visualization, right? There was a study that was done March of 2016 in the Journal of Behavior Research and Therapies. They looked at over 100 different subjects with anxiety disorder. They asked one group to visualize an image of a positive outcome to each one of the three worries they had in the past week. Another group to think of verbal positive outcomes, and the last group to visualize any positive image whenever they started to worry. The two groups that visualized a positive image, whether it be related to a specific worry or not, reported greater happiness, restfulness, and decreased anxiety. Visualizing positive. It's sometimes, like if you were to ask me a decade ago, visualizations and thought process and emotionally how I embraced things, and you said, hey, do you envision positive? I would be like, no, I don't. And I think it's kind of cheesy. But this is your visualization and what you see. This is super interesting. Again, another study that talks about a study proves that happiness makes you successful rather than success making you happy. I thought that one was really interesting. Another study proves that short-term stress strengthens the immune system, but long-term stress wreaks havoc on the body. Positive thought leads to longer life. So your brain, your mindset, your viewpoint through all of this is such an important component, because it is so often that we say, hey, my thoughts don't have any bearing to my outcome. When they're saying, not only is it your immune system, your happiness, your success, you rest better, you feel happier, you have less stress, decrease the anxiety, all because you think positively and you visualize something. What I see is that if you don't make up your mind, then I can give you all of the information. This is what I've seen more than anything, time in and time out, is that if you don't make up your mind, you're never going to make the actual change. Because when push comes to shove and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to ride a bike, like I'm going to go jump and do a workout class, or hey, I'm going to get up and go in my basement and do the workout video that I have. Then you're like, I'm tired, my joint aches, I'll do them later, kids have stuff, I was up late, gosh, you know. Then you're not going to be successful. When you visualize, when you set a goal, when you have your big why, this is where you come down into more specific detail. Now, when we come back, we are going to talk more about the physicality aspect of setting these goals, but as well, we are going to talk about how research shows that 6 questions that can actually predict success. And we'll go through those next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Today, we are talking about 3 ways to make changes spiritually, emotionally, and physically to get the most bang for your buck. Now, I think this is one we talked a little bit about spiritually, emotionally. I will go through 6 questions that predict success, but I do want to touch base a little bit more about the physicality aspect. And here is why, and more specifically, what I see every single day. Now, your health is an asset. And the problem is that we don't view our health as an asset. Let me give you an example. When we typically will view any expenditure that we have for our health as a nuisance. Let me give you an example. I was talking to my dad, and this was, a couple of years back. It was when we had a family member who got diagnosed with cancer and had gone through the conventional therapies, which didn't work. They said if the cancer came back within 2 years, you know, the success rate in terms of being able to beat this cancer was incredibly low. And the cancer came back within 2 years. So they said, we're going to look at an alternative path. So they went down the path of Gerson therapy, which is a more natural-based cancer treatment. And so it is, you know, it has rebound therapy and just a lot more naturals, but it is a little bit more heavy on the supplements, right? So he said that he went to go buy a handful of supplements and it was $100. And he was like, what? I can't imagine I'm going to spend $100 on supplements. And he said, while he was there checking out, he got a call from his car for an estimate, and they said, hey, you need new tires on your car, brakes and all the shenanigans that come with it. And they said, by the way, it's going to be over $1,000. My dad was like, of course, absolutely. Yep, let's do it. And he said, what I realized is that I didn't think twice about getting new tires for my car because it was what my car needed. He said, but then for me to spend a fraction of that price in terms of investing in my health and my loved one's health, I couldn't even fathom it. And he said, it was so crazy because it was in that moment that I realized that I placed a higher value on my car and the well-being of my car than I did for the health of my family and I. And I was like, that is very eye-opening, right? Like, I agree with you because it is one. You know, we've been taught, hey, you go see the dentist, you take care of your teeth. Hey, you, once you have a car, you have to make sure you get general maintenance on your car, all of these things. And I agree with it wholeheartedly. You should do those things. But why is it then when we say, hey, we really need to start putting some investing time and money into our health, we say, well, it's really not that important, right? It's one of those where we take our health for granted. And I think the other big issue that we see is that we feel like we have to be 100%. We have to be 100% all in, and there's no other way. And again, let me give you an example. I have a patient who he's an all or nothing type of guy. So he's either all in or he's all out. So like all in, making adjustments, home care, making nutritional changes, losing tons of pounds, on all of his supplements, working out every day, or he's doing none of it. Like he's not. And so in the last, couple months, he's just got really busy with work and has kind of fallen off. And I still see a significant other often. And she was asking, like, how do you think I can help? What can I do? And the answer to me was that from me to her, to relate to him, is really that sometimes we feel like we're just going to wait. Like, let's just wait until I can go 100% all in. I'm just going to wait till I can go 100% all in. And so what we do is we just do nothing, or we do negative things, right? Like, oh, I'm going to eat this extra pie because I know at the beginning of the year I'm going to have to start, making those changes, or I'm setting whatever my birthday, after my birthday, I'm going to make those changes. So we're like, hey, we're going to actually do things worse before we start making those changes. So I had a patient just here the other day, and she said, hey, with the holidays coming up and everything, do you think I should wait until after the holidays to start making some of these health changes? And the answer this time was really, really easy for me. And the answer was no. Because if you can start making some positive changes now, just those little things, right? And this is where the mindset comes in. This is where mindset's so important, because you have to give yourself a little bit of grace, a little bit of forgiveness, that if you change one or two things, maybe your desire is to change 100, but you right now change one to two things, that's bigger than saying you're changing nothing for the next month or two. And the reason why that answer was very easy for me is because years and years and years ago, I had a patient. She's in her mid-30s, and I said, she's like, hey, I've got all of these health goals, and I'm so ready, and I want to do all of these things, and, I think I'm just going to wait till after the holidays. I think I'm going to wait till after the holidays. And I was okay with it. I said, all right, yep, I think that's a good idea. You'll be fine. Yeah, you're in your mid-30s. What's going to happen? And a week before Christmas, her heart stopped and she died. And I go to her funeral a couple days before Christmas. And everything in my being was like, maybe she would have made those changes and nothing would have happened. Who knows? But what I can tell you is that there's no better time than right now to start making those changes. Even if they're little ones, even if it's not everything that you desired, But the cost of sick care in the United States exponentially outweighs the cost of health care. And when you look at the cost of medical procedures, I mean, it is absurd when we look at what, like, a gastric sleeve costs $16,000. This is sources Statistica. And so it's looking at average cost of surgeries in the United States as of 2019. Lap band costs $14,000. Knee replacement. If you just want to get your hip resurfaced, it's $28,000. Angioplasty is $28,000. A knee replacement is $35,000. Hip replacement is $40,000. Spinal fusion is $110,000. Heart bypass is $123,000. Heart valve replacement is $170,000. You know, so we look at all of this and you're like, okay. So we have something like, hey, maybe we made better choices and it deterred that heart bypass. Yeah, you know, I speak to this, you know, my grandfather had a triple bypass when he was in his late 40s, and it was because of lifestyle related issues. Now there might be some people who, yep, you know, genetics and all of that, but majority is lifestyle related. And so what if you could invest, and what if you just made a couple little changes? How would that affect the cost that you spend on the other side of things of being ill? If you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. It's important. If you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. So this is one inevitably when we say, hey, you have to start. So from a physicality standpoint, when we start looking at mindset, positive thinking. So physicality is that you have to view what you're doing and the investment that you're making, whether it be through the gym membership, whether it be through your chiropractic care, right? When we talk about spinal fusions, $110,000. The patient in our office will never spend $110,000 over the course of corrective chiropractic care, maintenance chiropractic care in their entire lifetime for them and their families. But yet specifically what we do helps work with stopping the degeneration, reverse aging in the spine, which could help lessen your likelihood of having a spinal fusion. Do you see that as an investment to your health? Do you see the choice that making organic or gluten-free choices or better overall nutritional choices that cost a couple more dollars, do you see that in terms of an investment to your health? You need to start looking at not what things are going to cost you, but what the return on investment when you don't have to have these things really looks like. Start viewing your health as an asset. That is the biggest benefit that I can tell you from a mindset, is view your health as an asset, not as a liability and not things that are expenditure for cost. What are you investing in your health? And number two is make those baby steps. Those baby steps are huge changes over time. Now, what about those six questions? There are six questions you can ask yourself that will predict your success, and we'll go through what those are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
People always say, Thanksgiving dinner, it makes me sleepy. Thanksgiving dinner, it makes me sleepy. You know what makes me sleepy? Hearing about people's Thanksgiving dinner. So your mom puts ginger ale on the yams? You wouldn't happen to have a green bean story in you, would you? Because I am all ears.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always check us out online, social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or just greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, I laugh a little bit only because I had to think about what my name was when we introed back in. So you know that it has been an interesting day when you have to think about your own name. I feel like if you've listened to this show at all, you know, for the most part, I have a pretty decent state of mind. And other times I refer to myself as my maiden name, even though I've been married for 8.5 years. Well, we all go through it. So you all appreciate when you have little kids and you work full time and things happen. Sometimes you just lose your mind for a little bit. So thanks for all the people who are patient with me when I have to think about what my name is. Now let's talk about 6 questions that predict success. I think this is great. I'm going through this and I'm going to go through this with my team. So when we talk a little bit more about mindsets, so according to authors, one is who's actually author of the pioneer of the growth mindset research of a study that was published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, possessing a strategic mindset uniquely, quote unquote, predicts how effective people are at pursuing goals, right? And so what can your goal be, right? Because sometimes it is easy to assume that goals are always weight loss. It's a tangible. And I think that is the other reason why, too, people love weight loss goals is because it is a tangible goal that you can check on every single day. And the problem is when we don't, as individuals, set tangible goals, they become elusive. And when something is elusive, it is hard to grasp. And when something is hard to grasp, then we just don't really pay much attention to it, therefore not meeting our goals, which is frustrating and doesn't make us want to set goals in the future. It's this big cycle that we get caught into when in reality, tangible goals, and that tangible goal may be, I want to make one change in my nutrition between now and the end of the month. That's not big. It's not unrealistic and it's not unachievable. And you can say, what was that one thing? So here are 6 questions that you can ask yourself to figure out where you fall. How strategic is your mindset? How do you embrace this? Number one, when you are stuck on something, how often do you ask yourself, what are things I can do to help myself? 2, whenever you feel like you're not making progress, how often do you ask yourself, is there a better way of doing this? 3, whenever you feel frustrated with something, how often do you ask yourself, how can I do this better? Another one, in moments when you feel challenged, how often do you ask yourself, what are things I can do to make myself better at this? Another one, when you're struggling with something, how often do you ask yourself, what can I do to help myself? And lastly, whenever something feels difficult, how often do you ask yourself, what can I do to get better at this? Right? So this is really what you're doing is priming yourself before you start something challenging. It can pay off for dividends. But when you start changing your mindset, I feel like this is so often. Okay, so say you want to lose 5 pounds, right? And you feel stuck. What are things I can do to help myself? Or is there a better way of doing this? You're trying to make nutrition, it's our better way of doing this. How can I do this better? What are things I can do to make myself better at this? And it allows you to think outside the box as opposed to falling into this victim mentality of, oh, it's not working. I'm stuck. It's right. What's another health goal people have, right? Another health goal is that you want to be more active. You want to feel better while being more active. You want to be able to play with your kids and grandkids. What are things I can do to help myself? Is that introducing a stretching routine, a workout routine? Is it looking at more anti-inflammatory nutrition? Is it getting adjusted? If you don't feel like you're making progress, how often do you ask yourself, is there a better way of doing this? So you start eating better and you start stretching, but you still don't feel like you're meeting your goals. How can I do this better? Right? So you set a date and you say, hey, I want to start changing my nutrition. And you hop on Google and you are just lost. What are things I can do to help myself? Do you have a health leader? Do you have someone that you can ask these questions to? Is that your primary care physician? Is it your naturally minded chiropractic doctor, right? Like, is who is it? Do you have that person in your life that you can go to and ask those questions? You know, we're preparing for another grocery shopping tour, and I'm so excited because these are the times that allow for people to make those changes, right? We have advanced workshops in the office, all of these things where it's like, can you, or it might be at your job, right? Like, you want to get a raise at your job. What things can I do to help myself? Is there a better way of doing this? How can I do better at this? That's what I was talking about doing with my team, is like, so oftentimes we get stuck and we're frustrated, but in reality, we just have to start thinking outside of the box on what we can do to start making more truthful, best changes, right? So 6 questions to ask yourself. So as we wrap up, know this, that more than anything, you are strong and powerful and you have the ability to make changes. It's just sometimes we need a little bit of assistance. And it's not a failure to be able to ask for help through that, but really allow us to help you parlay forward in what we can truly do at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always reach out to us on our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Figure out what's going on, what your goals are, and ultimately how we can help you meet them. Again, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.